Hey, hey, Big Willie listeners, I want to meet you. This is Joe DiMessina, and I'm coming to Capitol Theater in Wheeling on Thursday, January 29th. One lucky Big Willie listener will win a backstage meet and greet with me for two before the show, along with premium seats. So be caller number 5 at 740-325-1490, and you'll qualify to win. Now, Dimitri will draw the winner from all the qualifiers on Tuesday, January 27th at 8 a.m. So call now and good luck.
Now back to Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
I love the way Jody Messina says Dimitri. Oh my God, I could listen to that all morning. Oh my God. All right, so fifth caller qualifies. Shut up. Fifth caller qualifies for the big drawing on next Tuesday. We will pick a name and hope I gotta get Jen to do this. She'd be great at this. So we'll pick the name, and that person will win a pair of tickets to go see Joe DiMessina at the Capitol Theater and get to meet Joe DiMessina ahead of time backstage. It's gonna be great. And it'll be you and the significant other, you and somebody else or whatever. It'd be nice if you took me so that Jody Messina could actually finally meet me, because I'm sure she's been thinking about, gee, I wonder what this Dimitri is like. Is it just, you know, after I did this announcement for him, he sounds so interesting. I'm guessing that's how she's thinking. I could be wrong. All right, fine. This is amazing to me. I must tell you, we have massive listening audience, absolutely massive listening audience. Look at our Facebook live stream, thousands upon thousands. Thousands of views, every one of our shows. It's unbelievable. We're giving away this incredible opportunity for you to be in the drawing for a pair of tickets to see Joe DiMessina. We've just made the announcement. This has been going on now for a week and a half. The fifth caller qualifies. Fifth caller. 740-325-1490. 740-325-1490. No one's calling. What? How can this be? I'm doing incredible radio, entertaining and then informational. And we had this exclusive interview here with former state senator Frank Hoagland. He agreed to debate Ron Ferguson, who's going to be here tomorrow, who's the state rep. Hoagland is trying to replace him. He doesn't like him. They don't like each other. Whatever. I'm doing all of this. I've got, you know. Now we have two callers. Do you believe this? Do you freaking believe this? All right, so one of these two will probably win. All right, hold on. Here we go. Let me get the phone thing up. Let me get this thing up. And hi, Big Willie 105.5. Which first name?
Brian.
Brian, you're caller number one. Good luck. I hope you're the fifth one. Okay, that's Brian. Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Mark.
Mark, where are you calling from, Mark?
I'm out in St. Clairsville right now.
All right. What kind of work do you do?
I do HVAC.
Okay, great. Oh, you must be very busy today, I'll bet.
Very cold.
All right. Thank you very much. And number two, Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Brian.
Brian. Okay, by the way, where are you from, Brian?
Toronto.
I'm sorry?
Toronto.
Toronto. Okay, you're caller number three. Good luck to you. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Brian.
Brian, you're caller number four. So close and yet so far away. I'm so sorry for you. I really am.
Thank you.
I think we can all feel his pain. Big Willie 105.5. Is your radio on in the background?
No, it's not.
I didn't think so. What's your first name?
Mark.
Mark. By any chance, do you do work with HVAC?
Yes, I do, and I'm very cold.
I'll bet you are. Well, congratulations, Mark. You're the big winner. Congratulations. Yes.
Great.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. All right. What's your phone number? We'll get in touch with you off air to get all the specific information for the drawing. What's your phone number?
740-349.
Slow down. 359.
2652.
2652. Let me read that back to you. 740-359-2652. We will get in touch with you, and we'll give you all the specifics and get all the specific information. That'll be after the show. Mark, congratulations. By the way, any tips to stay warm during this terribly cold weather?
get an electric blanket.
HVAC guy. Get an electric blanket. All right, fine. Well, he's the big winner. Congratulations. Yes. Mark HVAC. I think that stands for heating, ventilating, and air something. Or I could be wrong. I don't know. Anyway, so he's the big winner. Congratulations for the drawing. You know, he's a contestant. He's a finalist. That's the word. A finalist for the big drawing. So we're all pulling for him, as we are pulling for everyone else, because we love everyone and we want everyone to win. So everyone will love us. That's what we want. We don't get that, but that's what we want. All right. So good morning. How you doing? Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it. Back to this interview here with Frank Hogan. And again, I like Frank Hogan. I like damn near everyone. When you meet these people, it's really hard not to like them. It really is. It's very difficult for me, I must tell you. One of the problems that I have, and I know it's going to sound insane, but, you know, I'm very critical and I'm very, I don't pull any punches when it comes to talking about people who are in the public eye, who are newsmakers or whatever, politicians or whatever. But when you get to meet them, especially if they're here in studio and you get to know them as human beings, it's a lot tougher for me. I must tell you, it's a lot tougher for me. I don't think I could say a bad thing now about Rosemary Ketchum, former Wheeling City Council person, because I sat next to her for 2 hours on this panel, the big deal panel that we had with Ron Scott. Again, thank you, Ron, for the opportunity for MLK's celebration and looking at DEI and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, after 2 hours sitting there with Rosemary Ketchum, I can't say anything bad now. I just can't. Oh, my God. And so, and if Mr. Big Willie is right, that, oh, by the way, we've got Dimitri Graffiti coming up in a little bit, and I'm going to read this to you right now. Okay, so the rules of engagement for Dimitri Graffiti, that'll be coming up in the next break, but understand what they are now. This is your opportunity to say and do pretty much anything that you want, but you cannot interact with the host. So the rules of engagement for Dimitri Graffiti, do not have your radio on when you call, because there'll be tremendous feedback and it'll be just awful. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate any federal, state, or local law, and do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. That would be me. Dimitri Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. And Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant, which means the Americans with Disabilities Act, which means no matter what kind of affliction you have, you're still free to call. We don't care. We don't care if you're calling us from an iron lung. We don't care. Whatever it is, you can just call and say and do whatever you want, but follow the rules of engagement. So that's coming up. All right. Now, if you just joined us, first, you missed some incredible radio. And again, I do a live and dangerously local radio. This is the kind of stuff that you can't get with all the syndicated shows that they have all over the place, and certainly nothing with satellite or whatever. This is real. This is raw. This is unvarnished. This is unapologetic. I'm on Rock Hill here in Bel Air, serving the Upper Ohio Valley, because that and the rest of the world, I guess, with the app that we have. But that's just what I do, warts and lots of screw-ups, lots and lots of problems, and it just never ends. And yet, here I am. And yet, I endeavor, I endure, I continue. So I did this interview in this past hour with Frank Hoagland, former state senator, incredible resume. This man's accomplishments are mind-boggling, with the seals, with everything else. The man is, honestly, it's just unbelievable. Two-thirds, and you can check this, go to the Facebook live stream if you don't believe me, two-thirds of the hour we're talking about him and all of his accomplishments and all of his exploits and everything. It was just amazing to listen to this guy, absolutely amazing. In the last segment, I ask a few basic questions, and it suddenly became very tense and very almost confrontational, and I did not mean it to be. And I got this, Mr. Big Willie himself is listening. He says, you know, that the guy was really upset with me. And I don't understand why. I swear to you, I don't understand why. I just asked some basic questions. No, I don't do gotcha questions. I don't do trick questions. I don't, and none of that stuff. He was a state senator. He was my state senator. I asked him why he quit. He didn't like the word quit. He said retire or something. You know, okay, fine, whatever. Why'd you retire? Well, this other position became available and it was very important that it was public safety and all. Okay. I asked him how much she made. I was like in this, you know, mid-80s or something, whatever that number was, I forget. So he knew that number. Okay, so I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe he quit, retired, because he was going to get a big raise going to this other position. I didn't know, but it's a legitimate question to ask a politician who resigns or quits, depending on your point of view, either way, before his term ends. I don't think that's an unreasonable question. I really don't. And his answer stunned me. This is a very, very, very smart man. You're a Navy SEAL, and you heard him talking about all the math that he has to do and science and everything else. I mean, it's just, it's mind-boggling. But he didn't know how much he was making as a state senator. And so he didn't know if this was a big pay raise for him or not, retiring from the state senate in order to take this position. He said his wife knew how much he was making, but he didn't know. Okay, let's take him at his word. If you're a state senator and you don't know how much money you're making, how on earth are you going to be able to make an intelligent vote on budget bills? Because budget bills are all about, you know, money. And how much money we have and how much we're getting in and how much we're spending and this, that, and the other. But you don't know how much money you're making? And you don't know if you retired from the state senate to get a double your income or triple your income or whatever state. Oh, no, I wonder. Oh, you know what? I could just hold on a second. Hey, Siri. All right. Now, okay. What does a state senator make in Ohio annually? Ohio legislators earn at least $71,000 for barely working. That's the dispatch salary, state senate. Hold on a second here. We'll get to the answer here. A state senator salary, Ohio, 40, is this right? 49, just about 50, about 50,000 according to this. Let me see if there are any other ones. Hold on, where is that? State senator, zip. Oh, that's this one again. So, so what it seems to me, and again, I'm just doing this right off the top of my head here, that if these numbers are accurate, and again, I'm doing this live on the air. It's just me. I mean, you know, if he was making, let's say, $45,000 back when he was a state senator, let's just say, I don't know. He doesn't know either. And he quits or retires, depending on your point of view, to get a job that pays roughly almost double that. Well, I think it's a reasonable question to ask, did you retire or quit so you could essentially double your income? It's a legitimate question. I'm not saying he did it. I don't even know what he was making. He doesn't know what he was making. But it's a legitimate question. He shouldn't be angry at me for asking it. I'm not the one who stepped down. He was my state senator, by the way. He quit on me too, or retired on me too, to get this much better, what appears to be a much better position. How am I the bad guy here? And the other thing that really stunned me, I must say, after defending Amy Acton and defending his vote to confirm her as the COVID czar or czarina, and again, I have zero zero respect for Amy Acton and Anthony Fauci and Birx and the CDC and all the others regarding this pandemic. There's a special place in hell for all of these people. What they put us through, what Amy Acton put us through, and DeWine knew that she was an Obama lover, and he is the one who nominated her, and Frank Hoagland and a lot of other Republicans confirmed her. And then for him to say that, well, I don't really regret the vote confirming her, I don't understand it.